Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We're in our 20th year now bringing these broadcasts to you. And we praise the Lord for this time together, for the radio station, for the prayers, the provision, most of all for you, the listener. And if this is your first time tuning in today, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. And for those of you who've been with us for many years, some of you I know have been with us the whole time, 20 years. And so we thank God for you. We praise the Lord for all the prayers and provision that you have provided. And so we say, in Jesus' name, we shall continue for many more years to come. Today, we're going to be talking about crossing over for the new year, what you can do to strengthen your walk with the Lord. And we're going to go to the book of Joshua, as this was a time of crossing over for Joshua and the children of Israel. And so if you have your Bible there, turn it today to Joshua chapter 1, and we'll start in. Well, once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Before we get into the message today, just want to give you a brief update. What's going on here in Kenya? We're getting ready to send the children back to school. We have about 15 to 20 children we're going to be sending to school. And then we have 4 or 5 2 and 3 year olds at the children's home that won't be going to school, but we're going to be sending about 15 to 20 different schools, secondary school, primary school, 2 or 3 we'll be sending to vocational school, vocational technical school. And so keep us in prayers for that. Everybody has to pay school fees here in Kenya. Even the primary school children pay school fees. And so it's a big burden on the ministry. It's a big opportunity to help children get an education, get on their feet, prepare them for the future. So stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast if you want to help put these Kenya children in school. And so today we're going to be talking about the book of Joshua, crossing over. This whole book essentially is about crossing over into the promised land. And so just to set the scene here for you, there are millions of people in the nation of Israel on the east side of the Jordan River, and they've been out in the wilderness for 40 years. Joshua has been their leader. All of the older generation have passed on. All those over 21 have passed on. And so it's just Joshua and the younger people that are going into the promised land. But it's a big, big nation, several million strong, and all of their animals. And so they are massed on the east side, the east bank of the Jordan River. And God is speaking to Joshua here in chapter 1. He's speaking to Joshua, preparing them to go in and preparing them to take on the challenge, because the promised land is not going to just be handed to him. It's a battle. The promised land is full of giants. The promised land is full of challenges, people who will try to trick them, deceive them, come against them, battle against them, war against them. And so it's a bit like our life, as life here on this earth can be a battle, it can be a struggle. But when God is with you, beloved, you're going to succeed. When God is with you, you're going to take the land of the enemies that God has promised you. That's what we're going to be looking at today, is the promise that God has given to Joshua, the challenge that is before him, and the opportunity that the children of Israel have to take their inheritance in the promised land, to take what God has promised them. And beloved, this is full of teaching for us. It's full of teaching because we have the very same opportunities here in our life to take what God has promised you. And so this is going to be a great teaching for you today. Well, in verse 1, it starts, "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over the Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel." And then in verse 3, "Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, that's the Mediterranean Sea, toward the going down of the sun, it shall be your territory, and no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." And so God is promising Joshua that the land that was promised to Moses, and even going back before that, the land that was promised to Abraham and to Jacob, this land is the land that God has promised to the children of Israel. He is not reneging on his promise. When God makes a promise to you, beloved, you can take it to the bank. You can know that that promise will be fulfilled, whether it's a word spoken over you prophetically or whether it's a promise given to you in God's word, the Holy Bible. You know that God's promises are yes and amen. And so you can take encouragement from that. God is not a man that he should lie. He will never betray you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And so just as he promised to the children of Israel many, many, many years before that they would inherit this land through Abraham and through Isaac and Jacob and through Moses, now they are on the verge of crossing into the promised land. And this land that is before them is going to be taken by a challenge, taken by a battle and a war, because these pagan people that are in the promised land, they aren't going to give it up easily. It's not just going to be handed to the children of Israel. And so we know, reading the book of Joshua and reading on into the prophetic books of the Old Testament, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, that there were many battles, that there was times when the children of Israel thought they were defeated. There were times when they were defeated, but there were also times of great victory and great peace, and the enemies of Israel were quiet all the way around. Well, when you think of the nation of Israel, here we are even thousands of years later, and the nation of Israel is still fighting their enemies, but they're on the land that God gave them. They're on the land that he declared would be their inheritance. And even today, this very day, there are attacks going on against Israel, the Houthi rebels and the Hezbollah from Lebanon, and of course Hamas, and all of these nations are pointing their missiles, pointing their bombs at Israel. And so the battle is still going on this day, even thousands of years after these words were spoken to Joshua. But the teaching for us here, beloved, is that God has given you an inheritance through Jesus Christ, his son, who died for you on the cross. And so the promise for you is yes and amen. The promise for you is to go in and take your inheritance in the promised land, to take your inheritance away from the giants. And so God is not going to go back on his promise for you. If you are a born-again believer today, you know that God has a call on your life. You know that God is talking to you about something. The Holy Spirit is talking to you about something that you can do for the kingdom, to take your inheritance, to take your land back from the enemy, from the giants. And so that is God's plan for your life. You pray about it. You ask the Lord to reveal to you what it is he wants you to do, what it is specifically he has called you to do. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, "Faithful is he who calls you, and he will see it come to pass." And so God is faithful. When you run short of faith and you lack faith, beloved, God has enough faith for you. You lean on him. You trust him that he has the faith to carry you through, and he will see it come to pass. And other versions say, and he will do it. And so you can't just sit there and rock on your porch, rock in your rocking chair on your porch. You have to move forward with strength, just as Caleb and Joshua are moving forward with strength as they lead the people of Israel into the promised land. And so the interesting thing about this whole story is that Joshua has already been into the promised land, so has Caleb, and they have seen it before. And so they know what is in there. They know the giants that are in there. They know that God has given them a good land, that the land that he has promised them is a good land. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. It's a land flowing with rivers and rains that come in season, and good land to grow crops, good land for them to take care of their families, grow vineyards, grow crops. And so that is the good land that is being given to the children of Israel. They've been out in the desert land where manna was their food, and now God is taking them in where they can grow good food and be nourished and be sustained by this good land that he has given to them. And he tells them, he promises them in verse 5, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." And so he's saying that none of these giants, none of these armies of the pagans will be able to stand before them. He's going to give them the strength in the battle to take over and to take the land that he has promised them to do. Then in verse 6, for the first time, he says these words. The Lord says these words to Joshua: "Be strong and of good courage, for to this people, your people, the Israelites, you shall divide as an inheritance the land, as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them." And then he repeats that phrase again. Verse 7, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the left hand or to the right, that you may prosper wherever you go." And so he tells them twice, and you'll see this phrase come up four times in the first chapter of Joshua: "Be strong and courageous." Well, beloved, we need to be strong and courageous. This day and age, there are many enemies of our life here in the USA. The culture in the USA has turned dramatically in the last generation. It has turned dramatically against the people of God. We don't have a God-fearing culture in the USA anymore. We certainly don't have one here in Kenya either. And so you have to be strong and courageous to go up against the enemies of the Lord. But God is able to strengthen you. God is able to see that what he has called you to do will come to pass. And the key here, we're going to talk more about this here in just a minute, walking in the Spirit. But the Lord says to Joshua, verse 7, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you." Well, we're not under the law in the same way that the children of Israel were under the law back in the Old Testament days. We live in the New Testament covenant, under the New Testament covenant. It's a new way, a new covenant was initiated at the cross. and it was initiated when Jesus went to the cross, shed his perfect, precious blood for you. The veil of the temple was rent, which was a symbolic representation of the fact that now we don't go through the blood of bulls and animals and goats and sheep. We go through the blood of Jesus. He is our mediator, our only mediator. We don't have man as a mediator. We don't have the blood of animals to cover our sins. Jesus Christ has covered your sin, and so we go straight to the Father through Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, I only do what the Father has shown me to do, or what I've seen the Father do. And Jesus also said, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. He meant in essence, not that I am the Father, but in essence, in attributes, in characteristics, Jesus Christ was in unity with the Father. He had the same attributes as the Father. But as we know, the Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is not the Father, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so Jesus is our mediator to the Father. But the Lord is telling Joshua, stay in the commandments of Moses, stay in the commandments that Moses gave you, the law that Moses gave you, the book of the law, verse 8, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Well, Joshua is preaching a little bit of the prosperity gospel here. It's okay to expect God to prosper you. I tell you, if you're walking with the devil, you will have nothing when you get done. He'll steal everything that he can from you, and he'll destroy everything that you try to put together. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and to give you life abundantly. And so if you're walking with the devil, you will have nothing. He'll end up stealing everything from you. And so I want to tell you that this is prosperity gospel. This is prosperity that God has for you, not just in money, but prosperity in every way, prosperity in relationships, prosperity in your walk with the Lord, prosperity in Jesus Christ. The ultimate prosperity that you can have in your life is to know Jesus Christ. But you will also be blessed in the material realm, because the Holy Spirit will give you wisdom. You'll know how to take care of your money. You'll know how to take care of your finances. God will give you witty inventions. He'll give you wisdom regarding strategies in business, strategies in finances. And so these things will come to you, and God wants you to prosper. God is not overjoyed with billions of people on the earth in poverty. And I can tell you, living here in Kenya, poverty comes from the work of the devil, from corruption and people stealing. That's what the primary drivers of poverty are. And that is not God's will. That comes from the devil. And so God is saying to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. And so I encourage you today, speak the words of God. Ask the Lord, give you wisdom. Speak the words of God over your family. Speak the words of God over your finances. Speak the words of God over your church and over your nation, over your community, over your leaders. God wants to bless the USA. He wants to bless the leaders. I believe we're coming into a time with the new president coming in, President Trump. I believe we're coming into a time when there's going to be great blessings poured out over this nation. And Trump himself has spoken it, a time of promise, a time of fulfillment, of prophecy. And so I think you're going to see a prophetic reset over the whole world because of this man, President Trump, that the Lord has raised up. And it's pretty obvious after assassination attempts and all the things that Trump has been through, it's pretty obvious that he is God's man for this hour. And there's going to be a prophetic reset through him. He's going to blow the trumpet over the whole world. And you're already starting to see nations and leaders of nations come into alignment. And you're going to see wars start to go down. I believe the Russia-Ukraine war will come to an end. I believe the war in Israel with all these rebel groups that Iran is financing and fueling, I believe you're going to see them come to an end. And so I believe you're going to see a divine time here, a time of great promise and fulfillment of promise. I believe you're going to see this time come into being that God has promised through this man, President Donald Trump. Then in verse 9, the Lord here is wrapping up his time with Joshua here, and he says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And so that's the third time the Lord says, be strong and of good courage. I want to encourage you today, whatever God has called you to do, don't shrink back from it. Don't shy away from it. Don't go hide in the cave and pray for the rapture. I believe God has called you to do something great, to push the kingdom of God forward, to move the kingdom of God forward. I tell you today, be strong and courageous. Step into what God has called you to do. When the Lord showed me in 2010, he wanted me to come to Africa, or I should say he opened up the door for me to come to Africa. Yes, he also showed me that's what he wanted me to do. I could have shrunk away from it. I could have gone the other way. I could have said, no, Lord, you're talking to the wrong person. But I went ahead. I moved forward, came to here for the first time, 2010, helped preach a crusade in Nairobi in Kibera. And so came back 2011, preached my own crusade in Kibera, the same place, big slum in Nairobi. And so it takes a certain amount of courage and encouragement from others, but mostly encouragement from God and the Holy Spirit. Beloved, God will give you the strength if you ask him for it. He will give you the wisdom if you ask him for it. And so you can move forward in your walk with the Lord. You can move forward in whatever God has called you to do, and the fulfillment, the peace, and the joy that comes with that, you can't even measure in human terms. Well, I'm going to wrap up here in the first chapter in verse 18. The Lord tells Joshua, "Whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words in all that you command him shall be put to death." So God says, I'm going to deal with the rebels. I'm going to take the rebels out of your midst, and you will have the people with you who will give you strength and courage and be walking in agreement with what I've called you to do. And then the very last sentence in this chapter 1, only be strong and of good courage. Well, that's the fourth time that the Lord says to Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Well, I'm going to close up here today. Turn in your New Testament, Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to look at the words of Apostle Paul as he's speaking to the Galatians, a new church. And he says in verse 16, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things which you want to do." And so the devil is against you. The flesh, the devil operates through the flesh. He appeals to the flesh. But God is telling the Galatians through the Apostle Paul, if you walk by the Spirit, you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. And so walking in the Spirit includes three things which will help you have courage, help you to be strong, help you to get up every day with purpose in your life, fulfill the purpose that God has for you, be strong and of good courage. Walking in the Spirit includes these three things, and we'll take this up more next week. But first of all, spend time in prayer every single day with the Lord. Spend time, get off by yourself, shut off your phone, shut off your TV, spend time in prayer with the Lord, communicating with Him. And the second thing is to spend time in Bible study. God speaks to you through His words in the Holy Bible. God speaks to you. Something will speak to you when you get that Bible out and read it. Do it every day. Your quiet time, you have to spend time in God's Word. And third, walking in the Spirit includes being in a fellowship to be encouraged by other believers, strengthened by other believers, prayed for by other believers, and you can pray for them also. And so those three things, a three-legged stool is not easily tipped over. Prayer every single day, you talk to God. Bible study every single day, God speaks to you through His Word. And then the third is the fellowship of the saints. Paul said in Hebrews 10:25, do not forsake the gathering of the saints, and so much more so as the end day draws near. So get into a fellowship, get into some Bible studies with other believers, get into a good Bible-believing church, and you will be walking in the Spirit. Well, we'll take this up more next week. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that, and we invite you to partner with this ministry. We invite you to support these radio broadcasts and the other parts of the ministry, the other things we have going on here in Kenya and other places in Africa. So we invite you to do that. Sit down today, write us out a check, let us know you're listening, and God will bless you, God will bless us, and we'll see the kingdom of God moving forward here on the earth. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.